listening to Loving BDSM Podcast, episode 155. Kayla Lortz here with the one, the only, the guy who didn't quite signal me the way he normally does, and so I didn't know when I was supposed to start talking. John Brownstone.
I lost track.
You only have to count to seven.
I know.
And the screen actually does it for you.
I know. That's what I get for not looking at the screen.
That is what you get
for not looking at the screen. I was looking
at you instead. Aw, God, it's so cute in here. I might vomit. This week,
I'm going to drink my coffee.
You
now.
Should probably do that. This week, we are keeping up with our annual tradition of sharing our favorite sex toys from the year that we tried this year. So we have a lot of toys we use all the time, but these will be the ones we tried specifically in 2018 or very late 2017 after the last list came out.
Yeah.
And we're having this episode go live on Black Friday, because some of these places have Black Friday deals. So if there's anything you're interested in, you can go shop. But even if you listen to it late, it's the holiday season and somebody's having a sale.
Who doesn't like a good sale?
I know, right? I don't want to pay full price for anything. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, glad to have you. If you're back for another week, welcome back. Loving BDSM is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at lovingbdsm.net. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite podcast app. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review wherever you listen to us to help other kinksters find us, and reviews really do help on any podcast app you're using. If you like what you hear, please, please, please leave a review. We love 5 stars, and y'all know how I feel about stars in general. Just in general.
Got the whole baby girl thing going on. You love a good
stars. I love me some stars. You can follow the show on Twitter at LovingBDSM, on FetLife at LovingBDSMPC, on Instagram at that handle I fucking hate, LovingDS and the number one, LovingDS1, or on YouTube at youtube.com/LovingBDSM. All links are in the show notes.
I think you do that just so you can drop an F-bomb.
I can drop an F-bomb anytime I want to.
I know.
And I do.
Yeah, you do.
When have I ever been stopped? You know when I'm stopped from dropping F-bombs?
When?
When the kids are kind. Well, they're older now, but when they were younger, when the kids were around.
I think we're going to start an F-bomb jar for you.
We will be rich. We will be so rich. Wait, or I will be very poor.
You'll be poor, I'll be rich.
Well, if you take me out for coffee with the money, I'm good with that. Okay, you can tell we're a little off the rails in the first, 2 minutes of the episode. We're recording on Thanksgiving morning because we ran out of time on Wednesday.
Yep.
The episode goes live on Friday. Yeah, so that's where we're at. But we do have a couple of announcements, just reminders. We have talked about these in past weeks. These hopefully will not be new information for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
The Lodbrok giveaway is still going on. It is open through November 30th, midnight Eastern Standard Time. So, you know, convert based on your time zone as needed, but make sure you enter. There are multiple ways to enter. If you are on Twitter, there's a way to enter every single day. And if you've been like, I don't know if I should be on Twitter, hey, make a fake kink account and use that to get more entries. I can hear a couple of people who have been religiously using that daily option going, no, don't tell them, we want to win. I can just sense it. The next is a reminder that on Saturday, December 1st, basically just over a week from the time this episode goes live,
yeah,
we will be in Orlando at the Woodshed for their shopping extravaganza.
Yes, looking forward to that.
And you have been making so much new kinky shit for this.
Yeah.
For this show.
Mm-hmm.
That last paddle hurt like a motherfucker.
Good.
I hurt so bad.
Then
I was like,
it's doing its job, and I did it right.
You did do it right. It's a heavy wood, and there are holes. There's 2 big holes in the paddle. So, anybody who's into impact play knows, ow.
Debuting the ping pong paddles.
Yes, and you made some new butt plugs.
Yes.
Yes, so.
And a few more to make before.
That's true.
In between then and now, too.
So here's the cool thing. So if you are in Orlando, Florida, or can get there, and that's feasible for you, whether you come to shop or not, we know everybody's got, tight budget. Just come visit us at the Woodshed. You can get in the Woodshed for free. We'll be there in our goofy glory.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't get there, We're going to be holding a Christmas sale in December after.
Yes.
So don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
We have reasons for
don't
you to
worry,
shop
be
too.
Happy.
So yeah, we've got stuff going on.
Yeah.
So yeah, December 1st, Saturday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando Woodshed. We would love
yeah.
to see anybody
see
who
us.
Can get there.
It's between 3 and 7. You don't have to be a member to get
no,
in the club during
free to
that
get
time.
In.
It's free to get in.
You don't have to shop. If you want to shop, bring your cash and
mm-hmm.
shop, but you don't bring your credit card. I'm not being silly.
Oh,
cash, who carries
yeah.
cash? but bring your money and come shop.
Yeah.
But you don't have to. You can just come and take a look and hang out and just come say hi.
Mm-hmm.
And I had somebody say this, and I understand because I am the same way when I'm meeting somebody new. If you're feeling shy, it's okay. I might be feeling shy that day too.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of new people. My social anxiety could easily kick in like a motherfucker. So do not feel bad if you're shy. You can just like stand there quietly and hopefully I'll remember my manners that my mama taught me and say hi to you first. It'll
you're,
be fine.
You're always polite.
I am always polite. I am just sometimes very quiet, which is hard to believe.
Yes.
Okay, so we are done with like the very long-winded announcements.
Uh-huh.
We're going to get into these toys.
And now, on to the show.
They are kind of in no particular order.
Mm-hmm.
And the first two are by the same company, so I'm just going to start off and say these Hot Octopus
mm-hmm.
is a company we fucking love.
Yes.
OMG, we fucking love. They're actually running a Black Friday sale, so if you're listening to this on Black Friday and you're interested, definitely go check them out. They've got some good discounts. But let's start with, and you actually got one of each, their new vibrating cock ring, the Atom,
uh-huh.
ATOM. You got the Atom and the Atom Plus.
Yes.
And it... You use them mostly by yourself, if I recall. We've used them a couple times. They've been used a couple times. I have not gotten to experience it as often as you have gotten to experience it. And I know you love a good cock ring. Like,
yes,
you just love
I
a
do.
Good cock ring.
I do. And I liked them both. The Plus, definitely, though. It had that little extra...
Because
extra edge to it.
It vibrates in more places, right? Is what the
right.
Atom does?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes, it's a vibrating cock ring, y'all. It's
yeah.
a vibrating cock ring.
And,
it's a big, it's like a
it,
big old honking toy.
It's a big toy. And, you know, the thing that's nice about it that I liked about it, you know, you can turn it a couple different ways.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when you wear it one way and you're having PIV... It,
penis and vagina sex, yeah.
It tickles your clit
oh,
in
yeah.
just the right spot.
Oh yeah, it does. It feels good, and I like the kinds of sensations that Hot Octopus toys create.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that
yes.
feels really good.
and then using it solo, if you turn it the other way,
then you get perineum action.
Yeah.
you like perineum action, don't you?
What gave it away?
Considering that there's at least another toy that goes a little deeper,
mm-hmm.
That's one of your favorites. I'm thinking, yeah,
yeah.
You're a booty man. You're a backdoor man. Mm. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
I'm a hedonist at heart.
Well, yes. Yes, you are. If it feels good, you want to do it. Is that
yeah.
yes, that is accurate.
That sums it up.
So what I liked when I got to be near the Atom, because like I said, somebody plays by himself. And you know what? Here's the thing. And people often wonder why we talk so much about sex toys. One, especially as a couple, it's to remind people that sex toys have a place in your sexual life with your partner. This
sure.
isn't something that you just have to do by yourself. But also that it's okay from our perspective when a partner uses a sex toy on their own. Like, when I have left you to go places, when we went to Oregon, the first time I went
mm-hmm.
to Eroticon, he was wearing his sex toys out, y'all. He was like,
I couldn't charge him fast enough.
I've got them all on the charger. What the hell are you doing over there?
Overload the circuits.
Exactly. And while I might tease him about not using them with me, I don't have a problem with it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. I want you to feel the pleasure you want. And we feel so many good things together. Some people tend to feel threatened when their partner is masturbating or playing with sex
yeah.
toys without them. And I don't. It's part of his sexuality. It, quite frankly, sometimes gives me a fucking break. I just want to go to sleep. I have a headache. I'm tired. I love you. Please don't fuck me. Right? So play with your sex toys and have a good time. You're getting what you need. And I'm getting a break. I don't feel that way right now because we have not been having as much sex as we have had in the past.
True.
But at those times, it's like, oh, thank God. Also, I find it personally very hot to know that he masturbates, to watch him masturbate, to use a toy. Oh my God, my mouth just watered. Yeah, y'all.
there are times she likes to watch me.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Just as much as I like to watch her.
I'm sorry. For us, that's hot. That is not for everybody. I get that. But for those people out there who are thinking, oh, I don't think I should, or I don't think that's okay, or I maybe that's wrong, or what does that say about me? We're here to like normalize the fuck out of it, y'all. Okay. Playing with sex toys alone, together, in a relationship, whatever, that's okay. As long as it's something that you want to do. It's not anything that anybody should be forced to do or pressured into doing, but it is perfectly acceptable. There's no rule that says you can't. So yes, when I might tease about you using your toys without me, but it really is okay. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, can you just like take a picture, do some video, like hook a bitch up is what I'm saying. The next one, our second one from Hot Octopus this year. Oh, and by the way, they released two toys in 2018, and I don't know what's coming, but I saw a thing that they're going to be releasing more in the coming year. So I will be reaching out going, please, 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 let us try these. The next one is the Pocket Pulse.
Yes.
Which is a smaller version of the Pulse 3 that you tried ages ago. Mm-hmm. How we first got to know Hot Octopus.
Correct.
Let's do that. So Pocket Pulse, go.
Love it.
I think we have a video review somewhere. I couldn't find it in our archives, but I think we have a video review somewhere.
I believe we do. Great little toy.
Yeah, it's definitely much smaller than the original.
It's smaller, which is nice in and of itself. It's just nice to play with. It's a very different sensation.
Well, and now the pulses, the Pocket Pulse and the big one, the Pulse 3, which is our favorite.
Yeah.
Doesn't vibrate like a typical toy. It oscillates.
Correct.
And these toys, the Pulse 3 being the Big Mac Daddy one, and then the Pocket Pulse, they are designed for anybody with a penis at any point. So you can be flaccid, put your cock in, and it will get
and
you
it'll
hard.
It'll do its job.
It's also been used to great success for people who have erectile dysfunction, mobility issues, sensory issues, where getting an erection is really difficult. Of course, not every toy works the same for everybody, but enough people have tried it with those kinds of issues and had such good results that that's kind of what it's known for. But when you don't have those issues and you use it, if I recall, you tend to sort of explode like Vesuvius when you use those Pocket Pulse or the Pulse 3.
Or the Duo, yeah.
Yeah.
What I like about it's really versatile. Versatile. See, I can't.
You just need more coffee.
I need more coffee. I've used it with lube. I've used it without lube. It's waterproof.
Is it?
Yeah.
So you know more about it than I do.
I've taken it in the shower.
Yeah, you've taken it in the shower. Are you dominating your sex toy in the shower now? I've
dominated in the shower.
Yes, you have, actually, today, if I recall.
Did that again today, too,
with me, not the toy.
Right. So, it's really nice.
It's quieter than the big one.
It is quieter, yes.
There's one version that comes with a remote control, and then there's one that doesn't.
Yeah. The 3 comes with the remote.
Well, the 3, no, but the Pocket Pulse, too. There's a Pocket Pulse that comes with the remote, too. It will be more expensive, of course, but you can have that option as well.
It's a little bit of a pricey toy, but well worth it.
Yeah, so
well worth it when
they have a sale, jump on the sale. Totally worth it.
I've always been a big thing, kind of jealous of women because they have so many options for toys.
Yeah.
This is a great option for people with a penis.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I love. That whole sort of genre of sex toy is growing beyond the here's a thing that's supposed to look like a vagina that you stick your cock in.
Yes.
You know, so there are a lot more options than there used to be. And Hot Octopus, it was actually, they have one toy for clitoral stimulation, the Queen Bee. And I love it. I need to charge it, actually. but it was, I thought of them as a toy maker for penises for so long. I was like, wait, what? You made one for me?
Yeah, right.
Well, not me personally. Y'all know what I mean.
But yeah.
For my junk?
In general.
All right. So yeah, they've this year, the cock ring and the pocket pulse, they've for us, they've got winners. You know, we love Hot Octopus. We love the people. We love how what they stand for. I know some of the people who work there and just personally like them.
Mm-hmm.
But then they back up all that, you know, feel good, we like you genuinely as human beings with, oh, and here's really good fucking products.
Yeah.
So good.
And,
love everything.
And the other nice thing about it, and I know this may be minimal in the whole aspect of things, it's easy to clean.
As somebody who has a huge collection at this point, that is not a small thing, having a toy that's easy to clean. I mean, there have been many moments where we wake up the next morning and our bathroom counter has like two dildos and a cock ring and a vibrator. And I'm like, I've got to clean some toys today.
Mm-hmm.
That for me personally, that would actually be a selling point. So, I don't know about anybody else
but
out
anyway,
there.
Yeah, it's very easy to clean the way it's made. You know, there's some guy things out there that are pain.
Oh yeah.
To deal with.
Oh yeah.
But
especially the strokers and stuff.
Yes. But this cleans up easy, charges up well, comes with its own charger.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious because I've never asked you before, so let me put you on the spot now.
Uh-oh.
The Hot Octopus, because this is from a sex toy collection kind of thing, it's great when they charge by USB,
mm-hmm.
but there's no standard for ports for plugging in, so I can't use one charger to the next. With Hot Octopus, do all of their chargers fit all of their toys? So you can maybe just have one charger and just...
You know what? It's been a little bit. If I remember correctly, it's a magnetic connection.
Yes! Oh, I do like like magnetic connections.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now we know. We'll have to go play with your toy collection and find out. Aw, that's so difficult for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next toy, we're going to take a break from your toys because toy number four is about you too. So toy number three is about me.
Yes.
But you have benefited from this one. Okay, so.
Oh, absolutely.
This is called the brand is Pink B.O.B., Battery Operated Boyfriend. I didn't love the name. Did not love the name. But now I'm like, my Pink B.O.B. And it's a brand, so there's a whole bunch of toys in it. The one I love is the wand massager or body mm-hmm. massager. I actually have a video on my personal Instagram that somehow went viral of me taking a minute-long video showing how powerful this relatively small wand massager is. It's got over 100,000 views on this video. It's just me going, holy crap, look at this. It's definitely for clitoral stimulation, which is my jam. That's mm-hmm. my thing. It's what I love. It is powerful. It's not as loud as, say, the Hitachi, like a big full-size body massager, but it is louder than other vibrators tend to be of that size because it's, I don't know, 7 or 8 inches long. The head is nowhere near as big as like a Hitachi, but it's pretty substantial. The whole thing is a nice soft silicone. Like those are the details. Here's the thing. Here's what happens with this thing. It makes me squirt, and I am mm-hmm. a squirter for orgasms. That tends to happen if the stimulation is powerful enough and it hits my clit just right and my head is in the right spot. But there are some toys that I could be mentally making a grocery list and it'll still make me squirt. And this is one of them. Okay. It's the, I want the kind of feel of Hitachi, maybe a little less power, but I don't feel like getting up and plugging in a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This one sits in my nightstand really well. It is rechargeable. Thank God for that. And it has become our go-to. I've gotten into sort of a routine of when we're having sex, he could touch my clit and get me off and that would be lovely and fine. But I want vibrations. I want something mm-hmm. way more powerful and that is a little bit more encompassing. Body massagers are my favorite type of vibrator because as powerful as they can be, they sit across such a large section of the vulva that I get rumblies and tinglies and vibrations mm-hmm. It's sort of a surround sound kind of experience. And I tend to have better orgasms that way. So what's been happening lately when I'm not woken up with sex, which there's nothing wrong with that, when I'm already awake and I'm like, I have thoughts in my head, we'll start having sex. I'll go, Daddy, can I pull out the vibrator? He'll go, yeah. And I'll pull it out and I'll pop that against my clit while he's fucking me, and oh my God. And then once my clit's going, bitch, I'm gonna need you to calm down. I can't handle this anymore. And yes, that's what my clit says to me. I will actually lower. So our preferred position for sex is a spooning position. So he's behind me, which gives full access to the front, which is really kind of cool.
Yeah.
And so what'll happen is once my clit is exhausted and says, no, we can't do it anymore. I will lower the point where my pink BOB sits so that as he's thrusting in and out, he's getting vibrations.
I feel
too.
The vibrations.
Oh, yeah. I have done that at least once where I was like, I need him to hurry up and come. So I put it down there hoping that the extra vibrations would help a little bit. Because I was like, I'm loving this, but whew, I'm tired now. He's plum still more, going.
Plum wore you out.
Well, especially once I have the vibrator against me.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing can make me come. I'm multi-orgasmic. So that thing can make me come 4, 5, 6 times. And when they're all sort of muscle clenching, full body experiences, it's exhausting after a while. You're like, God, I just want to take a nap. So I'll try and speed that process up. But the reason it's the pink BOB versus any other wand massager I've received is a couple things. One, it's the perfect size. So I love our Hitachi. It is still my favorite sex toy. Though I'd love to try Doxy. I'm firmly on the side of wanting to compare the other versions. But that's kind of big. And it's cumbersome. And it is too powerful. Whereas the pink BOB has multiple settings. And so I can start it on a lower setting and it's less powerful. So I get more time with it. And then because of the size of the toy, it fits right against my body, especially during sex, perfectly. Yeah. Like I can position it. I can even let go with my hand and clench with my thighs and it'll stay in place. And it's just, it's not too loud. One of my pet peeves about vibrators, and is very common with vibrators, is I can feel if I feel the vibrations all the way up the handle and into my hand to where my hand gets tingly, I won't use that toy for more than a few minutes. I hate that feeling. Yeah. This one is, so it happens because of how vibrators work, but it is so minimal that I can hold that thing forever. Like it's literally my clit screaming for mercy, but and that's the only reason I stop. Like if my clit was game, I could go for a long time. So yeah, I love that one.
Well, it's nice because the size, it's not as big as Hitachi.
No, it's a perfect size.
It's rechargeable, so you know,
easy. It's easy to clean too.
It's easy to clean. Yeah, you just grab and go.
It is a grab and go toy. And I mean, it took me a long time because I've tried so many different types of vibrators and I always feel bad like I'm not giving the other vibrators a chance. But my favorite vibrators are body massagers. I love those because my clit is my jam. That is where I can get off on G-spot stimulation. G-spot and clit together, absolutely. But if I'm like picking like what I know feels good and what will have the best result, I'm going for the clit every time. That's what I'm doing. And the pink BOB lets me do that. And it sits in the nightstand as long as it's charged up. Like he can randomly go, hey, and I'm like, I've got something to grab first. And it's right there. And I just love it. It was sent to me by Too Timid, TOOTIMID. Link for all this in the show notes, of course. Like I said, it's part of a whole line of toys. The wand massager is just one of the pink BOB options. I've tried a couple others. If you notice, they did not make my favorites list. And it's not that they weren't good toys. I probably got off with them if I go back and remember. It's how easy is it to use and how consistent is it and how does it fit in with the sex we're having. And the pink BOB wand massager fits in with the sex we're having. And I love it. I love it.
You do.
So that's my like personal favorite from the year. That was a great option. But we're going to go back to the cock. And actually not the cock this time. We're going to the prostate.
That's true.
We are going
to
the prostate.
That's right.
You actually tried two prostate massagers this year. We did a review kind of comparing them both. They were both good.
They were both good.
But one was your favorite.
Yes.
And that is the Vic by Sfacom. Yes. Which we have tried many Sfacom toys over the years. We have three favorites, Vic being the third now.
Yes.
Carrie, the clitoral stimulator, is my favorite. It doesn't get near as much rotational play as like the pink BOB. The Tyler, which is the cock ring, which I think was your first like first, real Cochrane yes. to try. Yes. And it has made our list in the past. Mm-hmm. And now the Vic by Svakum.
Yeah.
Good. Take it away, Daddy.
I had always been very, very curious about prostate massage.
We established at the top of the show, backdoor play yeah. is your jam.
And it like I said, yeah, it's always been something that I've been curious about, never really indulged in it. And when this came up, I kind of jumped at it, if you remember.
I did. I was like, they're asking me to try this toy, and I don't have a prostate. Are you interested?
And I think I initially played with it when you were away in Oregon.
Yes, yes. And during your sex toy jamboree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Yeah, you did.
I loved it. Yeah, wow.
If I recall, you did a, I won't say trifecta, that's three. You did like a thing after I got back from Oregon, I think before we had done the reviews on these toys, where you had the prostate, you had the Vic in, your prostate massager, and did you have the pocket pulse? Did you have the cock ring? You had another toy, like one
it was
party the in the back yeah. and party at the front.
It was the pocket pulse.
Yeah.
The two of them combined together.
It was the time we masturbated together. I was like, yeah. I want to have sex, but I don't want to have sex. Can we just masturbate together? And you're like, yeah, sure. And like, you actually interrupted me, not like, like nudge me, but like he was so into it with the combination of those two.
She was just amazed at what was going
on. What's going on over there? Yeah. Laid my own vibrator to the side. Like, what?
Well, the vibrations of it, the shape and size, it was a perfect fit, okay, and it hit the prostate,
like, and it's a vibrating one.
It's a vibrating one too, with multiple.
Oh, multiple. Now, is it multiple settings or multiple?
Multiple settings.
Okay. Because so, I know there are some different types of vibrating toys out there that will have multiple motors to hit like in different spots. But this one has multiple settings.
Multiple settings.
And it's a nice soft silicone.
Yeah.
And it's not, if you're relatively new to the idea of prostate massage or anything up your butt, it's not too small that you'd go, is it going to do
but it's not. But it's not intimidating either.
No. I mean, I have seen some intimidating ones, and if you were into that, cool. And he might one day be into that, but this
no.
one, no.
No, it's not. Very easy.
Felt good, right?
It inserted very easily. Use lots of lube.
Always. Any anal plate, just use lots of lube. And of course, we use the butters.
The butters.
That's what we use.
And yeah, that worked great with it. Worked great with it.
Did it, I can't remember now because I know the other one did. Did it have a part where it could stimulate your perineum and hit your perineum? So you were getting inside and outside.
Inside and outside.
Yeah. For those of you who are into any kind of prostate massage or butt play, and maybe you've been using manual options or your finger or whatever, just saying, finding the right toy, whether it's the Vic or something else, finding the right toy can make a huge difference.
But I was really impressed with the Vic. Nice little toy. Really did the job. I mean, it no pun intended, but it hit the spot.
He intends all the puns, y'all. He is the pun meister. But that was actually a good pun. I approve this pun. I approve this pun. Have you played with that one since?
No.
We have gotten so busy. We haven't had a lot of sex.
We've gotten so busy, and then we were both sick for a while.
Yeah.
And it took me longer to get over it than it did you.
Oh, yeah.
It lingered with me.
I know. But you're clearly back in full force if the lubed up sex we had this morning
was any indication. Yes.
And I'm okay with that for the record. Okay.
Absolutely.
So those are the actual, what you most people would call like typical sex toys.
Right.
Now, the last two, it's all about the gear. It's all about the kinky gear. And we have recently talked about these things. We've got reviews. One of them has a giveaway. But we want them to be on the list because they are so good. They're so good. Okay, so we're going to start with Lodbrok. The pillory set. So here's what I will say about the pillory set. My favorite part of the whole set, and they sent us the whole pillory set, so we have the review if you want to go check it out. It's the pillory, which is basically a bondage toy. Mm-hmm. Then there's the flogger and the paddle. And there's a blindfold, which is good. And it's exquisite. It's beautiful. Through the month of November, while supplies last, it's also 50% off. And this is like a $500 or $600 toy. So it's like a really good deal. My favorite part of it, the thing that like made the whole thing worth it to me, was the paddle. They could have sent the paddle, and I'd have been fine.
It comes with two. If you buy the set, it comes with two toys. It comes with a paddle. Mm-hmm. Now the paddle is like a leather.
It's a leather with like a something and solid
has,
in the center,
and it has like a metal inside.
It's very thin and kind of narrow. And when I looked at it, I went, "Oh, I don't know how I'm going to feel about this."
Yeah. Now I don't know if this is the proper term for it. It's what I would consider almost like a tawse.
I think they refer to. I'd call it paddle because that's what it does to my ass. But I think that might be how they refer to it too. Yeah. It's got like rivety kind of things.
It's got rivets on one side.
I thought that would be too much. I was like kind of scared of this paddle. I was looking at the flogger, and here I know enough to be dangerous about floggers. I knew the flogger will probably eventually be perfect because it's a stiff leather right now. Mm-hmm. And stiff leather is stingy and it's a sharper kind of pain.
Yeah.
And the more you use something like that, it tends to, as the oils from your body and just from use, it tends to soften a little bit. But I knew that was going to sting. I was like, I love a good flogger, but that's going to hurt like a bitch. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at the paddle going, oh my God, I've never used a paddle. Like, I don't know. That's my favorite fucking thing. I love the whole set. I had a great time in the pillory. I think the pillory is really cool. It was definitely a unique kind of bondage experience. But the paddle just made it for me. Was the thing.
It's kind of funny because what you would think of most toys, they were a little reversed. Mm-hmm. Because the paddle had more thud to it.
I was able to handle you swinging it probably as hard as you've swung on me in a long time. Oh my God, it was so good.
You know, you usually think of a flogger as being almost like a massage in some cases with the right material. This flogger is the falls are much stiffer. And whether you hit with the tips or with the falls itself, it has more sting to it.
I was really like, no, you can put that one away. Give me the paddle back. Can I have the paddle back? I'd like the paddle back.
You know, if you like floggers, what's nice, you can really change up the sensations with these. You know, if you have a soft flogger, you know, get a little warmed up, then a few stingy hits, then...
Right. And the same is true with the paddle. If you are primarily, looking for a thud, you'll get a thud. But you can, any impact play toy, it is about how you use it and the pardon the pun, the impact you put behind your swing,
the impact you make,
right? Yes. I let the pun meister do this. I'm not good at puns. I always do accidental puns. And we talked about this in our review, and we've talked about this, you know, with the giveaway. It's the reason we're like, oh, Lodbrok wants to give some shit away. We are here for this because everything about it is so well made. This is solid piece of equipment.
It is a well-constructed, well-thought-out piece all the way around. The pillory can be used either laying down in a bed, on a floor,
kneeling,
standing up, kneeling.
Yeah, you've got so many options.
The set comes with the hardware to suspend from the ceiling.
Our day is coming. We will have a day when we will suspend. I don't know when, but it's
but it'll
happening.
It'll happen. It's happening. It is an investment piece.
Yeah, you are putting down some real cash
for
this.
But well worth every penny for what you get.
Yeah, if you can afford it, or if it's sort of a like, you know, everybody's got their budgets a little different. You're like, I can only do one thing. This would be something to put on your list to consider, especially while it's on sale.
Now, you know, we talk about the set. That's what we have. You can buy the pieces individually.
Yeah, you can buy just the paddle, just the flogger.
Yeah.
The prize for the giveaway, if you recall, is a foot pillory, the paddle, and the flogger.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have that as well, and we'll be doing a review for it in the coming weeks. That'll be a video review, y'all, if you are watching on YouTube. You can go and just get the pieces you need. So let's say this year for this sale, you buy a couple of pieces, and then maybe next year if they do another sale or you just get a little extra cash,
mm-hmm.
then you go buy another a part for it.
Yeah.
And I'm, for my Spanko friends out there, I'm just telling you, if you like the heavy, deep kind of thud, like you feel it in your bones impact, mm-hmm. that paddle, I'm just saying, I'm here for the paddle. And we now, because they sent us the foot pillory, the whole set that was being given away, they sent us one to review. We now have two paddles. And I kind of give you grief when you treat my ass like bongo drums. But I'm just saying, if you have a paddle in each hand, I'm you're air drumming for the podcast listeners.
Yeah. Well, you know.
But I'm okay with that. I'm maybe not with the floggers, but definitely not with the floggers, but with the paddles. Come at me with that. Let's just have a good time. So, yeah.
Yeah, because, well, last time we were at the club, I was doing that. They started playing a song, and it had such a good drum beat.
I know.
I have these little tiny floggers. She calls them the devil. I
hate those.
And I was just drumming out a beat with them.
I know.
On her ass.
And, in my mind, I don't know what it looks like because I face front. In my mind, I could almost imagine each butt cheek like moving independently of the other one. Because I got some junk in my trunk and I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that means that there's jiggle and that things move. And I can just sort of imagine what was happening. So yeah, now that we have two paddles, come at me. Warm me up.
Challenge accepted.
Yes. Okay. So as you can tell, we're fans of Lodbrok. The last one on our list is also the most recently reviewed item.
Yes.
Review is up on YouTube. There is a blog post, lovingbdsm.net. All those links are in the show notes, so you can get to them from the show notes. But that is Oxid Creations.
Yeah.
They sent us a collar and cuff set.
Uh-huh.
And we went out on a major limb and took it to the club as what we would use while we play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was after we got there that we went, oh, I hope we like this because we're kind of screwed if we don't, because this is what we brought to try. But we wanted.
I had backup.
You did? Case. Okay. Yeah. You made it sound like you didn't. I was like, oh my God, what will happen?
Sure.
Were you fucking with my mind there? Always.
Ooh, me?
Always. That should not even be a question.
Really now.
The moment I think to myself, is he mind fucking me? The answer is yes. So the thing with Oxid that makes it unique is that all of the things they make are from recycled bicycle tires and rubber.
Yeah.
They clean it up. They do magic with it because they do those things and not me. I just use these things. And by the time they're done, you've got a collar, you've got cuffs. They do strap-on harnesses. They do custom harnesses. They make belts. They make like tool belts. They make all kinds
all
of stuff.
Kinds
They've got
of things,
a
yeah.
big vanilla section and then their lifestyle collection.
Yeah.
And that's where the kinky stuff is. Somebody asked in on a YouTube comment, and I was like, wow, we didn't think to even answer this. Was there a rubber smell, which would be the thing you would ask if it's made from rubber? I had not noticed one, but I was like, okay, for science. So I pick up the collar, the cuff, I can't remember which, and I held it to my nose and took a deep old breath. And it was only then that there was a very faint rubber smell.
Mm-hmm.
Like around my neck, around my wrist, sweating in the club, never smelled anything. Right. Never smelled anything. But when I like actually dove in deep and was like, you know, then I was like,
a little bit,
can smell it.
But it's not a overbearing, overpowering, barely noticeable.
No. So of course, because of what it's
and
made
she
from.
She has a sensitive nose.
Relatively, yeah. Because of what it's made of, it is black. So if color is important, that you might want to know that. The cuffs are nice and wide. The collar was a little narrow, which I liked. Big strong rings on it.
Yes.
Really well constructed. A felt inside, so it's soft against your skin.
Right. Even when you were on the when you were clipped to the St. Andrew's cross.
Yeah.
And you were pulling on them.
Oh, yeah.
They were still very comfortable.
They weren't going anywhere. And they were still comfortable. Any discomfort I felt was not from the cuffs on my wrist. It was because I was pulling with lots of tension.
Yes.
and dancing on my tippy toes mm-hmm. as my ass was being beaten. It was glorious. But no. And so ultimately, we enjoyed using it. We had a good experience with it. It
yeah.
does not replace my very special made purple and black leather collar and cuff set.
Right.
But it is certainly a great alternative.
It is a great option.
Yeah. Some of their products are labeled vegan. So they're using rubber, but not every product will be completely vegan. But they, if that is important to you as well, that's a thing for them.
Yeah.
So yeah.
They're well made.
Yeah. Very well constructed.
Sturdy.
Comfortable.
Right. And take it
which,
from, yeah, is a big deal, especially if you're
yeah.
using it, you know, in a scene that you're strapped to a cross or a spanking bench or something like
if
that.
If you're writhing against something, you want that thing not to hurt
yeah.
as you pull.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very impressed with them. They held up really,
yeah.
really well during a scene, not just wearing them to wear them.
I know. And so what I was thinking later, and I have no experience with this, so this is not a claim that I'm making about them. But I was thinking about how comfortable the collar was, how comfortable
mm-hmm.
the cuffs were. And I went back to thinking about the strap-on harnesses they make. And I'm like, I know that there are people who wear
mm-hmm.
strap-ons who go, God, this is kind of uncomfortable. And I was like, I bet that's really comfortable. I have no way of knowing. Not a fucking clue. But if I was who feels claustrophobic when things are too close to my neck or uncomfortable on my neck,
mm-hmm.
am okay with a collar, I'm thinking that's probably gonna be comfortable in other places.
Yeah.
They do, if you follow them on social media or check out their blog, they'll show off some of the custom pieces they made. So while what they have for sale is like the strap-on harness, they'll do the body harness that you can often
yes.
find like in leather or whatever. They'll do those as well. Yeah, we really liked that
yeah,
set.
Yeah.
I was, you know, part of me is like, gosh, I kind of wish I had a need for a strap-on harness.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably wear that.
And it's definitely a good alternative to leather.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well made.
Yeah.
A decent cuff and collar set for a play set.
Mm-hmm. And I think what shocked us most was that it's made of rubber. And so then our expectations were really low. We thought it might look kind of ugly. We thought it would feel kind of weird. No, this was, and I think part of the reason we're like, hey, wow, we really like this is because it was such a pleasant surprise, because
mm-hmm.
we had this sort of idea going in of what the hell are we looking at?
Right.
what did I agree to? I mean, we were so not sure I love their website. I loved how they were
yeah.
presenting everything. I love the fact that it's BDSM gear and lifestyle gear right next to men's belts. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
it's not a big deal. And
I looked at their site, and when I looked, I saw the belt, and I'm like, oh, I'd like to.
You need a belt.
I wear out belts.
I know.
Like.
But that, and so even with all that good stuff, it took us a while to respond to their offer, and I
yeah.
felt bad by the time we did. And then I was like, oh my God, what did we wait for?
Right.
So I think if you're like us and you're going, rubber, what? I'm here to tell you, it is a pleasant
yeah.
surprise. It was legitimately
yes.
really nice to
mm-hmm.
use. So yeah, they're definitely on our favorites. They are also now listed on the recommended products page we have.
Correct.
I'm going to double check. I think everything that we talked about today is now on our recommended
okay.
products page.
All right.
So even if you're listening to this at another point in time outside of
mm-hmm.
the holidays, you can get to it if you're interested, if you're in the market for any of these products
right.
we've talked about. And just in case I didn't make it clear, because I was so excited to be recording, I kind of jumped right into everything. Everything that we get and we talk about has been received in exchange for an honest review. And
mm-hmm.
truly, when I was going through the list of the things we've tried, this is half the things we tried made our favorites list. Not everything we try.
No.
Even when it works. I have a couple of sex toys that, yeah, I cut off on them. I had an orgasm. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I did. but they were so not memorable. I had to go back in the archives of, oh, what reviews did we do? That's not a favorite. It's mm-hmm. it's not. If I don't remember I even tried you, not a favorite. And so just, you know, to be clear, yes, we were given these things in order to try them. But our opinions are genuinely our opinions. I will tell you if I think a toy sucks. Mm-hmm. The thing about sex toys is what sucks for me might not suck for somebody else. So I will still do reviews, even if, and I'll still write, unless a toy is just truly awful or a company is truly awful, I'll still try and find something nice to say about a toy, but I will tell you that no, I did not like how that felt. And there have been a couple of really popular toys lately that I was like, everybody loves these. I don't like this. And like I said earlier, it's taken me a while to sort of accept the fact that body massagers, wall massagers, that's my jam. That's my thing. Yeah. That's what I'd much rather play with.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, these are our favorites for the year.
Yeah.
I'll link in the show notes to past episodes so you can see other toys. And I think you'll even notice that our tastes have kind of evolved too.
Yes.
I think we're getting better at knowing what we like.
Yeah.
And that's part of it too. So we talk about BDSM as a journey and it's a little bit cliche, but it's also true. Sex toys are kind of that way too. When I remember when I first finally started playing with sex toys, I was a bit like a puppy let out in the yard, like, woo, look at all these things. And I would try anything and everything. And some people worry when they don't like a sex toy that there's something wrong with them. I don't remember having that feeling, but I do remember thinking, I just need to give more toys a chance. And we've now evolved so much in what we try. You are still much more open to experimentation.
Yeah.
Partly because new toys are being developed for penises in new ways beyond the typical mm-hmm. stroker. But for me, I'll look at it and go, that's not going to feel good. I'm not going to try it. That's a lovely toy. And sometimes I'll even go, if I can't have it in purple, I don't want it. And I know it's wrong. You're not supposed to judge your toys by their color. But I know what I like. Yeah. And so, yeah, I will try things, you know, if I hear really good things from other people, I will still every once in a while. But we just kind of know what we like now.
Yeah.
And not everything becomes a favorite. And if I have forgotten your name a couple of weeks after I tried you, psh, baby, you are not a favorite. And you will not make this list. So that is our list for this year. Yep. If you are listening during the holiday season or watching the video during the holiday season, there are likely sales going on. Check the links that we include. Some are, like we said earlier, some are affiliate links. So we make a commission if you make a sale, but some of them aren't. I don't become becoming an affiliate of a company is like deciding on a favorite as well. Not every company, even if they send me a toy, like, is somebody we become an affiliate of. Mm-hmm. I like to have a personal connection with the companies. Back in the day, before I had made up my mind about how all that works, I did not always do that, but I do that now. I'm very mm-hmm. particular about who we sort of partner with.
Right.
So if that means we miss out on a commission, we miss out on a commission, I like to back the companies that I believe in. Hot Octopus is one. Lodbrok is another one.
Mm-hmm.
If Oxid Creations had an affiliate program, I would probably join that. So that's how we do that. And you can gauge for yourself how you feel about that. And I have been that person who saw that it was an affiliate link and did not purposefully use it. So
yeah.
I get it. I totally get it. But nobody ever pays any more for having used an affiliate link. Sometimes you even pay less. Sometimes we get discounts. So all of that being said, that's our list for this year.
Yep.
Hopefully, if you're in the market for some new toys or you'd have been hearing about some things and weren't quite sure, hopefully we've helped a little bit. For more, definitely check out the reviews that we've done for these. The way sex toy reviews work, like vibrators and cock rings and prostate massagers, typically the way I do those when I write them is I tell you the sexy story and then we go into the details. So you can kind of see how we played with it. If that gives you ideas, great. If not, no worries. But I don't consider myself a real sex toy reviewer. I can't like give you every single detail about a toy and tell you about wattage and battery power. Like, I want to tell you the kinky fuckery story. Mm. That's what I want to tell
there you.
But I finally did remember to start actually putting in the details of what the toy was about. It's another weird journey I'm on. I've evolved as a reviewer over the years.
There you go.
So that's it for this week.
Yeah.
We will be back with regular topics next week.
Next week.
Just a heads up, we're going to record for a few weeks through December, but we will be taking a couple weeks off at the end of the year, first of 2019.
For the holidays.
As we usually do.
Mm-hmm.
So I always like to tell y'all that because some of y'all get panicky. And I know how that feels. Yeah. I get anxious about stuff like that too.
Just taking a short break for the holidays.
But you got us for a few more weeks.
Right.
Through the month of December, where we got some topics coming. Okay.
All right.
We definitely have a bonus section.
Yes.
Mostly just to be goofy and silly.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing of import, but mostly to be goofy and silly. But that's it for our favorite toys of 2018. Yeah.
All right.
So that's it.
Are we good?
I have to go cook a Thanksgiving dinner now.
No, I have to go smoke a turkey.
You do have to go smoke a turkey. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Keep it kinky, y'all.
And we'll see you next week. And we'll get our outro right next time.
Yes.
See, professionals would re-record it. We are not professionals.
We are not.
I don't know if I want to be a professional. I'm just going to be my goofy self. Can I talk to the crickets now, please, Daddy?
Yes, even though you can talk to the crickets.
Totally kept fucking talking.
Do you ever stop?
No.
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 Which is why I can't get onto the 13-year-old when he never stops talking. Because it's genetic. So that's a little cute thing. We were in a place... protecting his privacy, I won't say where, but we were in a place where we were talking to somebody, the two of us, me and the 13-year-old, on Wednesday, and he's telling a story, and the other person is focusing on him, and I'm sitting there listening, and the 13-year-old finishes speaking, and the other person looks at me and says, "He speaks exactly like you." What do you mean? He said, the way he moves his mouth, the way he moves his eyebrows, the way he gestures, he talks just like you. I went, really?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
The 13-year-old, apparently just like me, went, really? I said, well, there'll never be any doubt who if we're related, whose child that is. And the other person went, no, there will never be any doubt.
No. Oh, no.
But just at the speed and the the amount of talking the child does, there's not any doubt either.
No.
But, you know, for the amount of talking I do, it only makes sense that I'm a writer, a video, whatever I am, and a podcaster with multiple podcasts. I need outlets for all these words. So the other silly, cute little story, I think that I forget sometimes that we are legitimately, disgustingly cute as a couple.
Yeah.
And then it happened today. We were reminded. Well, it's happened a few times. So we went out last week. We did a little bit of shopping. I finally got some. I had to replace my boots after this year's 2018 Eroticon. I wore my boots out. I'd had them for years. My black boots, my walking boots. They're hot and fucking sexy. They go over my leggings really well. They go over my tight jeans really well. And they wore out. And I finally bought a new pair. So we were out and about buying boots and sort of browsing. And we ended up picking out shirts that look almost identical. Like they're plaid, they're long sleeve, you roll up the sleeves, they're buttoned down. They're nice looking shirts. I've worn mine already. Looks really good with leggings, so that'll be nice. But we had to make the pact that we would not wear that shirt at the same time.
It was funny as hell because she was on one side of the store. I was on the other side of the store. We met in the middle. And we looked at what was in each other's hand. We're like, oh.
And maybe another couple would have said somebody had to put theirs back. We are not that couple.
No.
We just went, okay, we can own the same exact fucking shirt. We cannot wear it on the same day. That is not allowed. So then today, we're recording on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed up very late last night. I was making desserts. I was finishing up my work so I could legitimately take Thursday and Friday off. It was just a very late, long day. Mm-hmm. We're exhausted. We woke up really early this morning. And we're not even the type of people who put in a turkey in an oven at 3 a.m.
No.
We're not even doing all that. But I've been singing and kind of bebopping around. And I've just been really, really happy. I'm just happy. So we're talking about how happy I am. And somehow we get into a feeling happy. And I was like, well, the day we got married, I was so fucking happy. Sometimes just thinking about that day, I smile. It's definitely, I almost said it was my happiest day. And then I remembered my children could hear. And I was like, it's in my top three. It's in my top three because I'm a mom and the happiest day is when your kids are born. Right? Right. Yeah. It's like, it's one of my top three happiest days. And so then this, and he goes, it's one of my happiest days too. And he's like, you were so excited to get married. I was like, I know, I really was. And when I compare that to the way I felt the day I got married the first time, oh, that's a life lesson. Sometimes you only learn when you're looking back.
Yeah.
So then he says, well, one of my happiest days was the day we finally met. And I heard the crowd that lives in my head in the background go, aww. And then, of course, I need a clarification because I can't just take a sweet thing and go with it. I'm like, wait, the day we met by email and on our blogs or the day we physically met? The day we physically met. I'm like, yeah, it was really a happy day, too. We were drowning in cute over here. Yeah. I just, if anybody forgets, maybe you worry we've become an old married couple. No.
No.
No, we're still disgustingly fucking cute.
Still our superpower.
It is. And the sad thing is it used to be that I was surprised when somebody would see us talk to each other on Twitter, even though we were sitting in the same room with one another, and talk about how cute we were. And I'd go, oh, I guess we are. Yeah, okay. And now I can feel it. Like, we're swimming in it. My fingers are pruny with cute. And I'm okay with that. I've embraced it. I've decided I'm not going to fight it. I'm not going to pretend it's not a thing.
It is what it is.
We're grossly cute.
It is what it is.
And we know that that can be annoying. It is what it is. You will turn us off, tune us out, or you will go, yeah, they're really cute. Okay, fast forward through this part. I also, while we're just being goofy and silly in the bonus section, more so than normal. I know we always are. I would like to register a formal complaint that I still have not gotten to see Bohemian Rhapsody in the theater. And the problem is, I'm not upset with you about it. I'm not blaming you. I am registering a formal complaint because it was supposed to be part of my birthday / our wedding anniversary extravaganza. You have to say that word with flair. You just do. If you're named Kayla Lords and you're a baby girl, you just do.
Extravaganza.
Oh. Somebody was turned on by that, but it was not me. And my fear now is that we've missed, like, that day that we set aside when we got sick was like the best day we could go. And that ship has sailed. We've missed it. We won't be able to watch it in theaters. And I am very sad, mostly because now that we are in the holiday shopping season, I don't like to leave the house. I don't like to go out amongst the people. Like, I really need to go to Target because I would prefer to go to Target over Walmart, even though that means driving like 10 extra miles. And I'm thinking, no, not this time of year. You don't go there. You just don't go. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know when we're going to get to go, if we're going to get to go. I'm a little sad that we might have missed our golden opportunity to have the time to go do that. But yeah, I'm just registering a formal complaint. We haven't gotten to do that yet.
Noted.
No, okay, good. That's all I need. I need acknowledgement.
Yeah.
I can handle a lot of things as long as I know that somebody else sees those things. Like, they see how hard it is or how stressful it might be. Like, I can go through them. Just see it too, you know, like, let me know you
see it for what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Don't pretend, Kayla's got it all handled. No, I do have it all handled, but I need to be able to bitch about it as well. Please tell me I'm not alone out there, that others are like that too. We will be, for patrons on Patreon, we'll be recording behind the scenes, episode, a little bonusy thing for the month of November. In the next few days, we're going to be making some changes in December for 2019.
Yep.
One of the things that we have talked about, we have not formalized or finalized, will be special discounts off our shops for patrons. So, and that, if you've been wondering what it could, why you might want to join, there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I've taken on extra work, more responsibilities with clients. Ooh, we might be very, very close to buying our new audio equipment.
Yeah, we're
there's a huge sale, huge sale going on. Like
with that,
significant savings, like a few hundred dollars in savings. It's like you just we're trying.
So we're still looking forward to moving forward with that.
We're looking forward to moving forward, and that is actually accurate. And for those of us watching, for those of you, not us, I am not. For those of you watching on YouTube, we will also be improving the quality of the video with better lighting.
Yeah.
So, funny story, maybe. The reason we're recording on Thursday, Thanksgiving, even though we were trying so hard not to have to do anything Thursday and Friday, other than cook and eat and watch movies, because that's our, what we do on
that's
Thanksgiving.
That's our jam.
Oh, I've influenced you, because that's what I was thinking, because that's our jam.
See?
The time we finally had, like in the day on Wednesday to record this episode, it was dark outside. And because we don't have any like light boxes or good lighting for the YouTube video, we have to like jack up our lighting, and the video just does not look good. It looks all weird. Go look at episode 154 if you need an example. Yeah. And so we both went, we can't record at night.
No.
Not if we're going to do video as well. And I like doing video.
Yeah.
And we're going to do more video, I think, in 2019. That is on the radar and it's part of the plan. But so we literally just kind of looked at each other and went, okay, we can record Wednesday night late, but have kind of crappy looking video, or we could just do it Thursday morning and have some natural light to help us out. And we went with Thursday morning, and I don't mind. This is so energizing to me to talk to everybody, to record a podcast, do a video, whatever, that now I go into the rest of my day stuffing myself with keto Thanksgiving food that I just...
Yum.
I know. And for anybody who is interested, because I haven't talked about low-carb or keto stuff in ages, I found a stuffing recipe, and it's obviously not literally stuffing. It's not going in our turkey, but it's like the idea of dressing on the side. Sausage and cauliflower, in case you're curious. I did buy an apple pie because I don't bake pies, y'all. I bought an apple pie for the 13-year-old and the daddy. and then I made a keto, like a really low carb pumpkin cheesecake. Me and the 9-year-old did that last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a pumpkin cheesecake bread that's low carb. It's not carb free because we use like almond flour and that stuff has carbs, but it's like really low carb. We're gonna roast some asparagus as one of our sides with our Thanksgiving meal, and we're doing mashed cauliflower instead of mashed potatoes because the boys don't care about mashed potatoes.
No.
And we don't eat them anymore, even though I love mashed potatoes. And we do have rolls, but I won't eat a roll, but the kids will eat rolls. Basically, the kids are here for the turkey and the rolls, and then whatever dessert they prefer, they don't care about anything else on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want
I intend to splurge a little bit.
I know you've been eating apple pie-like things since, like, yesterday.
Well, you were the one that came home with the strudel.
I did, because I wouldn't eat it, but it was a free thing. I took the 13-year-old out for lunch, and it was part of our meal.
Mm-hmm.
And at this place where they're like, if you buy a drink, we give you like a complimentary dessert. And they have a full bakery, and they're known for their baked goods. They have some of the best fucking desserts on the planet.
It's a New York-style bakery in deli and restaurant in West Central Florida.
Oh, my God.
And,
it's so good.
You know, back in the day when I used to eat that kind of stuff, oh, my God, it was so fucking
amazing. And the portions are huge, and it's just really good. So I took the 13-year-old there for lunch for like the mom kid lunch kind of deal, and when you buy a drink you get a dessert for free.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like pushers, because I'll say I don't really want the dessert, but it's free. I recognize that, but I'm not going to eat it. But it's free.
Offer like one of their cookies, from
a black and white cookie,
black and white cookie from the bakery,
or they have three different types of
cheesecake
or an apple strudel.
Mm-hmm. And it's all good.
It is good. I only came home with that, and then I came home with this massive pie. Well, when Publix sells and I know Publix baked goods are delicious, sells their apple pie for $3.99, you buy the fucking apple pie. I couldn't have bought the ingredients for $4 to make one. My indulgence today will be the sugar-free whipped cream, like out of a canned whipped cream that was really expensive. I would never normally buy something like that. That's, I'm like going to tip that thing in my mouth and just squirt. That's the plan.
I had a
moment. He had a moment. Well, there can be some of that later. Okay. But so yeah, that's our Thanksgiving. You know, it's funny. I told myself, I think this episode will be shorter than normal episodes. I lied to myself. We hope everybody who celebrates Thanksgiving has a good Thanksgiving.
Right.
It, whether you keep it small or you have a big family or you keep your friends around or you're spending it alone, but you're doing what you want to be doing. We hope it's a good one for everybody.
Absolutely.
Who celebrates. If you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, I'm just saying, if you want to take a day every year where you stuff your face with food because you can and say that you're, you know, it's because you're giving thanks. It's not a bad way to spend a day. No. It's not a bad way to spend a day. I have already taken advantage of at least one Black Friday deal online because I'm not going to a store tomorrow. As somebody who used to work retail, it really pisses me off that stores open up on fucking Thanksgiving because I used to be the one that showed up at work at 3 o'clock in the morning to get ready for a 4 o'clock opening. I cannot fucking imagine going on a Thanksgiving night. Like, that pisses me off. So if that is you and you have to work it, I feel for you.
I'm so sorry.
I will not be one of those people out in the store. I will not do it. Mostly because I don't like crowds, but also in fucking solidarity with the people who have to work it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. It really bothers me.
I may take advantage of one Black Friday sale.
Oh, Woodcraft is having a Black Friday sale. Woodcraft is where he gets some of his wood things from.
My favorite place.
It's where he gets some of his wood things from. And when we move to more central Florida next year, they do not have a Woodcraft, so I know somebody's going to be making the 2-hour drive back over here to go shop at that store. Yeah. So
now I think they have another type of store. They have another type of store in Orlando.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Everything will be in Orlando. That'll be the new place we go. Instead of going to Tampa, we'll go to Orlando. We'll go to Orlando, which that's cool for people who live in Orlando. And maybe we'll get to start going to the woodshed on a regular basis to play. I'm here for that. Okay, so we have babbled through this whole episode.
Yep.
Which is not unlike every other time. Hopefully, if nothing else, it was entertaining. If you are traveling between stores on Black Friday, or if you are dealing with cranky family members, or if you are the cranky family member, hopefully this episode, if nothing else, got you to crack a smile and have a slightly better day. We don't care if you don't buy a single toy or ever try any of the things we recommend. That's cool. That's fine. We just want to hang out with you. And getting to talk about sex toys is always fun from my perspective. So we love you guys.
Yes.
Have a happy Thanksgiving if you celebrate.
Right.
If you don't, just, you know, stuff yourself with food if that's because that sounds good to you. I'm no judgment here.
Just enjoy the day and hang out with some friends or do something that you love to do.
And hopefully if you do get a day off today, if you know, and if you're here in the States for Thanksgiving, and if you don't, and if you have to go into work because certain things still have to operate even on holiday, thank you for what you do. And I hope people aren't too much of an asshole to you.
And you know, on that note, there are some people who can't celebrate Thanksgiving in a normal way. You know, military people that are deployed.
Yeah.
First responders, firemen.
Local police officers. Sheriff's officers.
You know, thank you to them for all that they do. I mean, we had, you know, it's cool enough. We've had the windows open and the AC off.
But we've heard the sirens. We woke up to that.
We woke up to sirens this morning.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, God bless those people that work, you know, whatever holiday it is to keep people safe and you know, do what they do.
Yep. And I am also going to thank everybody who's working at a gas station, everybody who's going into the Dunkin' or the Starbucks that's open, everybody who's working at the McDonald's or the Waffle House. I used to work at Waffle House 20 years ago. I worked every fucking holiday.
Yep.
So anybody who's still got to go into work today to keep us all running, Thank you. Thank you. And hopefully you'll get some good food at some point today. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're good. Yeah. We're done. We love you all. You know we love you all. We want to tell you. We are thankful. We're thankful for you guys.
We're thankful for all of you that listen, that watches on YouTube.
We're just people talking to ourselves without you guys. Yeah. And we would. But it's nice to know there's people on the other side. So thank you.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye. You always forget to stop.